CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
Saha, are you crying, Poppet? Mommy, did you kill Gary?
Where's my toolbox?
I put it away.
But why? I thought it was mine.
It is yours, but you rather use it when I'm with you.
But Sajid Bhai, why you don't let me use my own things?
We were very close at one time.
You don't say?
I know, hard to believe. It all began about 6 years ago. I went to my father for money. Hey Umar, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Isn't it hot in here? Let's go outside.
Are you loco? It's freezing here. I need to get some stuff for my mom. Dad was working overtime today, so I'm on driver duty.
Okay.
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Oh, here you are, Umar. Tell your father to come now. Let's go home. Umar, are you okay? You gone white. Maaf, please, man. Can you just go call my husband? There's he at the end of the aisle.
No, I'm okay. Don't go.
He didn't look okay, so I went to call his father. I tapped him on his back, and when he turned around, I nearly passed out myself. Maaf, excuse me, uncle. Your wife is calling you.
Gee?
Papa? What are you doing here? I thought you were working overtime.
I just came to get some groceries.
Oh, okay. That lady mistaken you for her husband. Till then, I still didn't catch on till Umar's mother came up to Papa and called him by his name. Only when I saw how his expression changed and Umar's pale face did the penny drop.
Aslam? What's wrong? Umar is also looking sick. You know what? I think we should all rather just go home.
Papa? You have another wife? Umar is your son?
Naeem, wait! Where are you going? Please, don't tell your mother anything.
I ran blindly to the parking lot and slammed against my car. I think I cried for the first time since I was 10. I heard footsteps. Thinking it was my father, I didn't look up.
Naeem? I'm sorry. I wish you didn't have to come to know this way.
You knew? You couldn't even tell me? For the past year we've been together almost every second day and not once you told me.
What should I have told you, Naeem? Papa warned me not to tell you. He said it would hurt you.
Oh yeah, some concern he has. So this is where all the money was going. This is why all my life I had to put up with not having anything. Because of you. You dog!
Naeem, don't blame me for what he did and the rules he set. You think he didn't kill me to hang out with you and not tell you that you're my brother?
My brother? You're not my brother. You're just the son of his two birth on the side.
Don't you dare say that about my mother.
Now you'll see what I'll do.
Unbelievable. That must have been a heavy blow to you to discover your father had a second wife secretly for so many years.
Yeah, like a knockout punch to the gut. And a secret son. I just felt like my whole life was a lie, you know. Like here was this man I look up to. The man who lectured me about having morals. And then I discovered that he has this whole separate life from us. All the weekends I thought he was working hard. He was with them. All the times my mother and I had to scrimp and save. So he could run this other damn house.
That's hectic, man. There's a gist of the hadith that's so apt. Don't love someone so much, one day you might hate them. And don't hate anyone so much that one day you might love them. Hey, I can see Umar heading down here. You better go put on your ihram. I put my hand on his shoulders to give him some encouragement. I could see that the hurt he felt had not left him. Maybe he was letting it fester. Some people are that way. They carry their grievances like a shawl on their shoulders. I watch Umar and Naeem throw each other dirty looks as they pass each other. I hope that these two realize that they had to alter their attitude for the Hajj to be accepted.
Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, the beauty of Hajj lies in feeding others and speaking with them in an amicable fashion. When the servant says labaik, the heart must echo it too, and the heart should clean out all that pollutes it, especially ill will towards one fellow Muslim. The seeker said, O Haji, how should I clean out this heart? Go to those whose hearts have already been cleaned by Allah. Cling to them, and they will share the remedy for purity with you, inshallah.
Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you to help me. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start.
Sahal, my bachu, you finished your homework.
Ji, ma.
Come, let's go do your sabak now then.
I already finished my sabak. Mommy told me. Now I have to do my hadith.
Okay, tell Nani quickly.
La tabagharu, don't hate one another. Say it after me, ma.
La tabagharu. Tell me again.
La tabagharu, don't hate one another. Come, ma, and say it after me. It's not hard. You can do it.
My grandson is teaching me, mashallah, la tabakhadu.
What does it mean, ma?
Don't hate each other.
That's right. Hey, Nani, do you want to hear the story that Appa told us?
Of course, my bachu.
Let me go fetch my book.
Mommy, where's my hadith book?
Oh, here it is. Read it for me, ma.
Okay, come sit here, my baby. One day, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and a man entered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that the man was a person of Jannat. For 3 days this happened. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to know what action of the man made him so special, so he could make an excuse to stay with that man for 3 days. Oh, this is interesting. He noticed that the man did not do any extra special ibadat. So he asked him, what was the thing that made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam declare him a man of paradise. The man said he didn't do anything special, but he had no hate or jealousy in his heart at all for any Muslim, and he forgave everyone who was mean to him. What an important lesson, isn't Sahal?
Yes, that is true. Papa said we must be nice and speak nice to everyone.
Yes, that is true, my Bachu. We have to practice on what we learn.
But then, why you and Daddy are not nice to each other?
I'm done with the kitchen. I'm going home now.
Let me check. You didn't paint this corner.
I put the primer so long. Tomorrow I'll paint it.
Tomorrow? Then I'll have to pay you for another day.
Look at the time, Faisal. I'm going to miss Isha if I don't leave now.
How? You can read at home. You don't have to read with Jamaat.
It's late now, Faisal. Why don't you come with me to the masjid?
Hey, I'm tired. I have 9-to-5 job, you know. Not part-time painting and whatnot. Sajid, how come you don't sell tikka or cell phones?
It doesn't mean because I'm from India, then I have to sell cell phones and chicken tikka.
Don't get defensive now. You know that it's like the national occupation of all the people who come here from the subcontinent. Okay, you can go now. For what you're still standing here?
You didn't pay me as yet.
Pay you? What? You didn't finish the job and you want me to pay you?
Pay me only for today.
What's the big hurry? I'll pay you in full when you finish. Damn it.
I decided to leave then. Some people, even if they owe you something, will feel as if they're doing a big favor to you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pay the laborer before his sweat dries. Please be my Nabi. He secured the good treatment of workers thousands of years before any trade union was formed. As soon as job is done, pay the one who is working for you. What is akhlaq? Akhlaq is treating someone like how you'd like to be treated. My heart stung from the way he dismissed me and he spoke to me as if I was a lesser person because I was not the same nationality as him. How odd that his grandfather came from the same land as I did, yet he looked down at me.
Anas radiallahu anhu worked for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years. Not once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam scold him or say anything indicating irritation. If he broke something or did not do a task well, and any member of the household would want to reprimand him, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stop them and would pacify them by reminding them that it was the will of Allah if something had broke.
Ashraf, get ready. I'm coming to take you for Isha.
Okay.
Come on, jaldi. We might miss Jamaat.
I'm looking at how pretty the stars look. Mashallah. You say Ramazan Maya, Allah Ta'ala's creation, isn't?
Ji, Ashraf, but not when we're rushing.
Hey, who's that? Hello? Why are you covering your face like a boogeyman?
Stop right there! Give me your money or he gets hurt.
The cast of Submission 1432. Zora, played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Ruzia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Raiz Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.